physical infrastructure in the United States of America is crumbling. The American Society of Civil Engineers has, in its latest report, given American roads and bridges a grade of D and C+, respectively, and has described roughly 65,000 bridges in the United States as structurally deficient. This crisis shows little sign of abating, short of a massive change in attitude amongst politicians and the American public. In the new book, The Road Taken, historian Henry Petrosky explores our core infrastructure from historical and contemporary perspectives and explains how essential their maintenance is to America's economic health. Henry Petrosky is the Alexander Vesic Professor of Civil Engineering and a professor of history at Duke University, and it is a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Professor,
thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. You've written on a wide range of subjects and have looked at everything from engineering to the pencil. So what brought you to roads and bridges?
Well, I've always been interested in bridges as an engineer, but lately there's been so much discussion of bridges and roads and other aspects of our infrastructure that I wanted to explore the problems that we're having with their deterioration and the lack of funding that the government is providing to fix them up.
Why have we not, as a culture and a nation, figured out that when you build something a long, long time ago, it will eventually require a certain amount of maintenance, if not replacement?
Well, that's an excellent question, but It seems to have something to do with it not being very glamorous to fix something up. It's glamorous to build something and dedicate it and have your name associated with it if you're a politician, but then it's more or less forgotten. But obviously, forgetting our infrastructure is a very dangerous path to go down because our economy depends so much upon it.
The system that we have, and you write about this beautifully in the book, but the funding that we have, the makeup of the funding, the infrastructure that we currently have, is that we understand what some of the deficiencies are, but then we don't have the mechanism in place to fix that, which is a long way of saying there's a lot of the parts of this that are broken, right?
Yes, we pay at the gas pump a tax, several taxes. In fact, we pay a federal tax, we pay a state tax, and sometimes we also even pay a local tax. And all these taxes are supposed to go toward fixing roads and bridges. Unfortunately, the federal tax in particular hasn't been raised in since 1993, and you know we've had inflation and other factors since then that don't make that 18.3% cents go very, very far. So we know what we need, but we don't know how to get what we need. And politicians in Washington just simply don't want to raise taxes, especially during an election year.
So you certainly make the call in the book for citizens and politicians and really the economic infrastructure of this nation to become aware of what the problem is to determine the future. What are the first steps in that?
Hello, I couldn't hear your last few words.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what are the first steps in correcting this problem? And given that it is an election year and that in some way, shape, and form we're going to be setting the reset button.
Right.
What do we do?
Well, I wish the politicians, the candidates, would talk about infrastructure a bit more. We do have to confront this problem, or Our roads and bridges are going to deteriorate to the point where the country really can barely function. Think about trying to go on vacation, say, across the country to a national park And the roads are not are full of potholes. The bridges are some of them are work, are in, others are out, others are posted that, well, if you weigh more than 1,000 pounds, your vehicle can't go across.
Right.
These are problems that we could confront. The politicians use the word infrastructure and they say they're all for it and they want to support it, but then that's about it. They don't go into much detail. In Washington, the politicians have been what they even by their own admission say they're kicking the can down the road. Well, you know, eventually the road's going to have so many holes in it that the can's not going to go very far.
How much of it is on us? How much of it is on us as the public who uses this infrastructure to make a cry, a loud cry, that we want this fixed?
Well, I think we do make a cry, especially locally. Whenever there's a pothole, people generally report it, especially if it's in front of their house or on their way to work. And some cities even encourage this. They have pothole hotlines. They want to be responsive. They want it to be a partnership between the government and the people. That doesn't seem to be the problem. The problem seems to be that there isn't a will to pursue this stuff. And if we report something once but nothing gets done, and then we report it a second and third and fourth time, we become labeled as nuisances rather than trying to help the situation. There should be a recognition between government and bureaucracy and citizens that we're all in this together. We should all want to see the infrastructure improved. We pay our taxes on gasoline. We expect that to go to fixing up the roads and bridges. Unfortunately, in some cases, that money is diverted into a state's general fund, let's say, and that way it doesn't get to do what it's intended to do, what we think we're spending the money to do. It almost amounts to fraud.
So, final question, where does your optimism lie?
My optimism?
Where does it lie?
The infrastructure has always been a problem. People have always complained about it over the centuries. And it seems to get to a point of being so bad that nobody can ignore it anymore. And I think my optimism lies in my pessimism. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it will get better after it gets worse.
The name of the book is The Road Taken, The History and Future of America's Infrastructure. It is published by Bloomsbury. Henry Petroski, I thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.
Have a great weekend. We appreciate
it. You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.